Okay, then we'll go ahead and get the hearing started. I am Ann Hall, the hearing board member, and
I have to say a few words according to the information. Okay. Today is Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. My name is Siri Tonger. I am the executive assistant of the district. This is a conference call hearing on an application for a short-term variance filed by the University of California, Santa Cruz, docket number 21-002. The hearing board officer conducting the meeting is Ann Hall. This hearing is being recorded. At this time, I'll hand over the meeting to Ann Hall.
All right, thank you. Go ahead and get this meeting started. But the first thing is, anybody who will be giving testimony today, I need you to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Just please say your name, yes, and your name.
Yes, Justin Dilemmas.
Yes, Kimberly Owen.
Yes, Trevor Benitez.
Cindy Searson.
All right. Then Justin, I don't know if you're speaking for the applicant, but if you would like to go ahead and make your request, we'll start there.
And I believe I usually for this part, I'll do my staff report before Justin would go ahead with his request.
And do... Is this
okay with you,
Travis?
Yes. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Today is December 1st. This is a short-term variance hearing. The petitioner for today's hearing is University of California, Santa Cruz, located 1156 High Street. And this is the Air District staff report. The variance request is to allow for four natural gas-fired emergency engine generators to operate non-emergency scenario, which violates their operating permits. Emergency engine generators are permitted to operate only when utility power service fails, which is considered unplanned outage. The petitioner, which is the university, needs to operate these emergency engines during a planned power outage to replace and test main electrical feeders to Kresge and Porter colleges. Operating the emergency engines in question would provide electrical power for emergency systems required for safe building occupancy and related campus functions, such as fire alarms, egress lighting, site and safety lighting, security and surveillance systems, food storage, and communication IT systems during the planned outage period only. Petitioner asserts that there's no practical way to relocate campus occupants and shut down the necessary life safety systems during the planned outage. The current variance request is similar to past variance requests that the Air District has received from the university. In 2016, a variance was granted to operate some natural gas-fired engine generators to install and test new programming at the combined heat cogen plant at UCSC. And in 2018, a variance was granted for one natural gas-fired engine generator to allow for testing and instrument programming of equipment. And also in 2020, a variance was granted, and this was to operate 34 natural gas engine generators to install and test equipment at a substation during the installation of a 2-megawatt solar photovoltaic system. Each of these past variances allowed essential equipment to continue functioning during planned power outages. Variance request is for Rule 200.3.7 for the four emergency engine generators. Each of the permits, condition number 3, limits operation of the generators to unplanned failures of utility power only. The duration of the request involves work to be performed over 144 consecutive hours from December 27th, 2021 to January 2nd, 2022. The work scheduled to be performed during this time to minimize disruption to the university staff and occupants of the buildings in question. Staff is recommending the variance term. This is Air District staff, we're recommending the variance term from December 27, 2021 until March 26, 2022. This will provide UCSC flexibility for the 144 consecutive hours during that time frame if it needs to be adjusted. And in summary, the district does not oppose the variance request. Thank you.
Okay. Does the applicant have any questions about the conditions listed in the draft order?
No, ma'am.
All right. I had a question in regard to the findings that were sent in the draft order I received, which were a little different than I think what you presented in the staff report, Travis, okay. In regard to, let's see, in regard to paragraph D. And I know you stated in the staff report that the variant that they had, it's not possible to curtail operations in lieu of getting a variance, which I understand is the case at the schools for emergency reasons. But the reasoning listed under that finding doesn't say that. It talks about that you're doing it at a minimal time, which is fine, but I think it needs to say that you can't curtail operations or the reasons why operations cannot be curtailed.
And this is Cindy. You can go ahead and just mm-hmm. modify it whatever, however you want, and then we'll have Siri updated.
Okay. So the finding is just that the petitioner has given consideration to curtailing operations at the source in lieu of obtaining the variance. And what I heard in the staff report is that curtailing operations is not an option due to, I believe you said, emergency. What was the wording you used, Travis? Emergency?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So the petitioner is basically asserting that there's not a practical way to relocate the campus occupants during this process, and that the life safety equipment is needed to be run inside these buildings to maintain occupancy.
Okay, so I can say curtailing operations is not practical due to occupants and life safety equipment. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I can speak a little more in depth to that because, I mean, when we say not practical, it's conceivable that we can move operations, but you know, we also have other things we're doing, one being good fiduciaries of the state's money as a state institution. That would cost considerably more money. We could also rent diesel generators as well, which would significantly increase our emissions. So this is the easiest, least expensive, least polluting way that we could do this work.
And I think that answers the question. It's just that consideration has been given to shutting down in lieu of obtaining a variance, but those options are not, you know, are they the least impactful one is getting a variance, which I think is what you're telling me. It just wasn't written in the order that way. So I think that's fine. All right, then as a variance officer, I would say that I approve this variance based on the following findings of fact, that the petitioner is or will be in violation of section 41701, that it due to conditions beyond the reasonable control of the petitioner requiring compliance would result in either an unreasonable taking of property or the practical closing and elimination of the lawful business, that the closing would be without a corresponding benefit and reduced air contaminants, that the petitioner has given consideration to curtailing operations of the source in lieu of obtaining a variance. During the period the variance is effect, the petitioner will reduce emissions to the maximum extent feasible. And during the period the variance is in effect, the petitioner will monitor or otherwise quantify emission levels from the source and report those emission levels to the district pursuant to the schedule established by the district. Are there any questions?
No.
And my only question for you would be, would you like us to make that modification? Are you directing Air District staff to do that, or would you like to make those modifications in the findings yourself? In regards to the-
I would say that I would like the Air District to make that modification and send an updated order for signature.
Okay.
This is Cindy. I'm the one that actually does the orders, but my suggestion would be, Anne, is could you just rewrite that and give it to Siri so that she can go ahead and update it? I mean, Trevor can rewrite it and give it to Siri, that's also available, but I just- I just didn't want back and forth, you know, wasting time if we get it wrong. So if you know exactly how you want the wording to be, you could just type it up and give it to Siri.
Okay, I can send that to Siri. I didn't know if that
works.
Logistically worked, but I can certainly do that.
Yeah, I believe that works.
Okay, thank you, Anne.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. All right, do we have any other questions? If not, then I think we're good.
Thank you, everyone.
I'll send you this wording, Siri.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good day, Justin.